Welcome to the next series of SSIS 2012 Integration Services tutorial videos. In this video I will talk about another enumerator of for each loop, which is from variable enumerator. I'm Reza Rad, SQL Server MVP, author and trainer. From variable enumerator provides ability to loop through arrays of objects, for example, array of string, array of numbers, array of specific objects. This array can be loaded from .NET script, which actually can be in forms of array or array list or similar kind of collection structure. And this should be loaded into an object type variable in the package. For the sample of this, I use this scenario. There are some CSV files, sales data files that comes through a source directory. Then there is a loop structure that we actually want to use a loop structure to pick those files that are not exist in our archive folder. Assume that each time that we load data, we move the existing data from the source into the archive folder. So we just want to focus on those files that are not exist in archive folder, because if there are exist in archive folder, there are duplicate and we do not want to load them again. So for this reason, I use a script task to find new files, just files that are not exist there. And then I fill those files into an array list, and then that array list will be used in the for each loop. Okay, I create a SSIS project. I create this project in from variable folder. Solution names containers, and the project name from variable enumerator. Okay, now I want to show you how files look like. Before that, I have some source files here. As you can see, these source files are kind of CSV files. Each file consists some sales data information, product name, product category name, sales amount, order quantity. Each file has number of rows, and we have 7 files in our source files folder, and there's an archive folder. As you can see, some of those files already exist in the archive folder, so when we load them, we do not want to load all of this. As you can see, the number from these files, we actually expect to have number 3, 6, and 7, which are new, to be loaded here, not else. And we want to all those duplicates files be removed. After loading those after getting those new files, we want to load them into a table here named sales data. This is a very simple table with just an ID as identity and key, and all fields that comes from the CSV files and the file name and the load date time. This is the scenario to loading this information. I'll just truncate that table beforehand, and now I'm going to create this. I use a script task to find out those files that are not exist in the new in the archive folder. So I create two variables. First is source directory path, which is a string, and then archive directory path, which is again string. Then I create a variable names files to be added as object type. This is for loading the array of new files into this. And let's fill this variable. Okay, this is source directory. And then this is archive directory path. I'll use a script task. I named this as lookup to find new files. And this script I use two input variables, which is archive directory path and source directory path. And I want to load data into the files to be added object variable. I hit edit script. I use Visual C Sharp in this example to write my own script. I use system.io to work with files. Okay, first of all, I create a array list. System.collection.arraylist. I name this as files to be added. I instantiate a new array list. So this is an empty array list. Then I create a string array. I name it as files. And I use system.io.directory.getFiles. This get files will return all files under that directory, and the directory path should be set here. I use dts.variables and our source directory path variable will be used here, value that to a string. So I get all files in this variable. Then I use a loop structure here, and I loop through files, and then I want to check is the files exist or not. This files will be a full qualified path of each file in this directory. So this contains the source directory path as well. So I want just to get file names and then check them, are they exist in archive folder or not. So for getting just the file name, I use system.io.fileinfo object. I instantiate this. I should assign the file as an input to this file. Then I can use inf.name, which will be only the name of file and extension of it. Full name will be the full path. But for this one, I need just name. Okay, I want to check if the file exists in the archive directory or not. So I use if system.io.file.exist. Actually, if not exist, I want to find if it does not exist, then add it to the array list. So I use the dts.variables archive directory path here, that value that to a string. Then I add system.io.path.directory separator character. And then I add file name here, inf.name. So this means that if this file is not exist there, then add that to this variable. Files to be added dot add. Add the source file here. Otherwise, that is a duplicate file, so we need to remove that. I use system.io.file.delete. Okay, after this loop structure, the files to be added array list will contain all new files. So I say dts.variables files Sorry, I should mention this is user variable before all of these. False to be added. That value, this is equal to false to be added array list. So this is the script. First it just check, it get all files under the source folder, then it checks is that file exist in the archive folder or not. If it is exist, delete, because this is duplicate. Otherwise, just add that to array list, then load that array list into our object type variable in the package. Okay, this is all of my script. I save this. Now I want to use a for each loop container to loop through that array list. I name it as looping through array of new files, and in the collection tab here I choose for each from variable enumerator, and in the from when I choose from variable enumerator, as you can see there is only one configuration here, which is the source variable. Our source variable is the variable, object variable that we have or array list there, which is files to be added. Okay, then I go to variable mappings. And here I want to create a new variable. I name it as file path. As a string type, I want to load each file in each iteration in this one with index 0. Okay, so this is all configuration required in the for each loop. As you can see, just the source variable, from variable enumerator, and then destination variable for each enumeration, for each iteration. Now I want to do the data flow. I use the data flow task here. Load file into database. Here I use a flat file source. I just do this fast because I've done this in previous video too much, so I just here do this to illustrate to you how this works. I use one of the archive files as a source here. I choose text qualifier. We have text qualifier out of double quote, then columns. As you can see, columns are like this. And I choose retain null values from the source as null values in the data flow. Okay. Now, before loading this into the destination, I want to use a derived column transformation that derived column is for fetching the file path, sorry, file name and the date. For the date, I just simply use datetime function get date. I name it as load date time. But for the file name, the story is a little bit different. For the file name, we need to load that file name based on only the file name, but file path consists all the path of the file. So what I want to do is just to specify the file name. So file path is a string that actually contains, as you can see here, a string may contain some backslash. So what I'll do is just get the last token of based on the delimiter, which is backslash. So I can use expression here, expression function, string function here, which is quite new in SSIS 2012, token and token count. Token count will provide number of tokens in the character string is file path, and I want to find backslash. I cannot use single backslash because it's a reserved word, so I use double backslash. So this will return number of tokens based on that, but what I want is not number of token. I want to get the exact token, which is the latest token. For this one, what I'll do is for the token, I should set the file path as character string, delimiter expression, which is backslash, and the occurrence. Occurrence, I want to get the latest token, so I use the token count. Token count will be the latest token here. So this will return a Unicode string. Because the default of this is zero, because the file path doesn't contain anything, I want to change the length to something more meaningful, so I use a typecast here, dtwstr before this, and I say that this is a wstr string with length of 50, and this will change that length. Okay, so I name this as file name. After that, I want to load those information into the database table. So I use OLEDB destination, and I create a connection to our sample database, and I choose sale data here. As you can see, there is nothing here right now. So I go to mapping, and here you can see everything is already mapped based on the names. Okay, after finishing this, I want to move the new file to the archive folder as well. So I put a file system task here. After this, I rename this to archive file. I change it to move file. Source path is variable. Yes, I do not explain file system task because I explained this in another video. You can use that video. The source is file path, and the destination directory is also variable. I use archive directory path, and I do not say that overwrite destination because I am sure that there is no duplicate files because I removed those duplicates in the script before that. Okay, as you can see, this has an error here. This is because the source file path is empty. I just changed the delay validation of this to true because that variable value will be resolved dynamically. So here, before execution, what we expect here is that the archive file here doesn't have number 3, number 6, number 7 files. And here in the source file, we have everything. So after execution, those duplicates should be removed. For example, 1, 2, 4, 5. And those new, actually 3, 6, and 7 will be loaded into database and then copied here. So I execute this. Okay, we have an error here. Okay, I just want to investigate the error. I go to a script task. There should be something wrong, a typo or something like that. I go to a script task. I put the breakpoint here. And hit OK. Now I run this. Okay, this is the script. Okay, so looping through files seems to be fine. The only things that seems to be wrong is here. It should be files to be added, not file to be added. So I just stop this. It's files to be added. Okay, now I change this to files to be added. and I remove that breakpoint. I save this, hit okay, because part of that script executed, so I actually fill all files back in the source file folder. Okay, so now back again, we have all files here. Sorry, not this one. All files here. And in the archive, this. So I execute this. Okay, as you can see, these files are going to be loaded into archive folder, and you can see that archive, after each file loads, they will be added to archive folder. The source files are empty right now because duplicates removed and news added to archive. And here, when I select information from this, you can see that information loaded with the load date time and the file name, which are new files name. So this was actually a sample of how to use from variable for each loop enumerator. The best practice for using this from variable is where you can use a .NET script to fetch something into array, much easier than, for example, using some SSIS task, because sometimes it is much easier to write just few lines of code instead of creating dozens of SSIS tasks and then load those information into array list or collection kind of things, and then use that from variable enumerator to just loop through that array. This is much more helpful in this kind of situation. Thank you for watching this.